All right, here we go. December call. I want to expand on a theme that has a connection with the theme that we worked on last month. Last month, we worked on the five gates of grief and actually consciously going through these gates so that we can alchemize sorrow and actually transform the frequency of sorrow into, you know, great wisdom, because there's always deep wisdom in our wounds. So that call and the work that we did during that call, and please redo it whenever you feel the need to, was all about starting to expand our energy field, because everywhere where we hold sadness or trauma, or it's like a contraction, and it's hard for energy to flow through that. So as we consciously accept to go into these spaces in us and hold these energies in us, like in the field, and hold these energies and allow them to feel seen and heard and felt, and we hold with our presence that frequency of I'm here to be with this, I'm here to elevate this frequency, these energies can dissolve. These energies can be transmuted, and which transmutation literally means to bring a high frequency into something that elevates. It just automatically elevates. I think they call it entrainment in quantum physics. It's kind of like the higher frequency brings the lower frequency up. Like the lower frequency can't stay low when it's around high frequency. And another simple metaphor of that is like if you grab a flashlight and you shine light somewhere, there's no more dark there. You know, like the light has a higher frequency than the darkness, and therefore that's it wins. It's very, very kind of competition based language, which is not at all what it is. It's just that's what happens. That being, that energy is of a higher frequency. And what I want to do this month is I want to continue this theme of transmutation and of helping our energy bodies and our cellular structure be able to flow with more and more energy, because there is more and more energy. Like that's, you know, there is more energy circulating and coming at us from the sun and the cosmic rays and the like deep universe stuff. There's a lot of new energies coming. New energies that are of a much higher frequency than the ones that we've been bathing in for a while. Like some people will say, you know, 20 to 30,000 years, like whatever. We start going in the game of trying to like put times that there's like a bunch of different interpretations. But there is an absolute scientifically measurable phenomenon of energy frequencies elevating right now. Even like, you know, people that measure Schumann resonance and stuff like that, which is kind of like emits from the earth. And what affects the Hertz frequency of what comes up from the earth is the frequency of the rays coming at it, you know, and it's kind of like it metabolizes them and then it brings it back up. And then we feel that happened to us. So I knew I wanted to work on this theme because with those of you in the advanced program, as you already know, we work a lot on starting to restructure the energy bodies, because that is part of what that higher frequency is. I don't want to say force. It's not really force. It's just like that's the next step of our evolution. That's the next step of the evolution of spirit and soul merged into matter. That's the next level we're going up in. So the frequency that our energy bodies carried for a long time was fine for 3D earth living kind of thing. And now we're in this massive transition, you know, like And we're like kind of fluctuating a lot between 3D, 4D, 5D. And it's kind of like, sometimes we have like a foot in 4D and it helps us to feel a bit in the 5D. And then we're back in the 3D, but you know, like we never go lower than the 3D because like 1D is mineral. It's like the universal consciousness in matter. And 2D is like the règne végétal, like the, not the vegetables, but the, however I would say that in English, the domain of plants and of the, there's like energy beings that are the essence of each plant. That's why they're like, you know, one plant can grow in many places of the world and it'll look the same. Like it's kind of that. So we never go into these levels. Like, well, okay, maybe if you had some major brain trauma and you're like comatose and you're a vegetable in a hospital bed, maybe, you know, like, but generally speaking, you know, like we don't go lower than 3D, but we certainly, we're like fluctuating a lot between 3, 4, 5 and it's very, like, it's very disturbing for any form of stability in your life. And I'm sure we've all noticed that feeling stable is a little bit different than how it must have felt for our parents or even their parents, you know, like stuff was a lot more like, you know, like traditional in the sense that like your life was pretty much set in front of you, you know, like you got married, you had kids, you didn't fight too much and you took care of like bringing wood in to heat the house and, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff. So we're in this transition and it's like the 3D third dimensional living is very much about living within the conceptual mind. Cause that's what happened. That's the amazing thing that happens once you hit 3D is there starts to be an individual consciousness, you know, instead of just being like the universal consciousness of rocks, you know, or the essence consciousness of specific plants, you know, you start going towards something that's really amazing when you think about it, the ability to have an individualized consciousness, having the experience of matter. And that's huge, like in terms of evolution, that's crazy amazing. The issue is that we kind of get stuck in it, you know, because it's like by being able to have a conceptual experience of reality, we start putting concepts on top of everything, right? Like we start living from the mind. We start living from like, that's kind of what your ego is. It's your mind made self. It's, you know, this is me and I like this and I do that. And I act like this. And this happened to me when I was a kid and blah, blah, blah. Like all that's a conceptual construction. It's not real. Like it's not in the real time of the now. None of that is real. And that's a weird, weird place to try to go. You know, don't say that to your inner child when it's freaking out. You're not real. You know, that's not, no, don't do that. Because for you in your present experience, that is very real. Now, so that's 3D living. And right now we're kind of like touching into 4D living and 5D living. And I took a couple of notes from something I'm reading that's really cool. Like the fourth dimension is, so 3D was about the individual consciousness. The fourth dimension is about the universal consciousness. So what that looks like in a human when they're touching into that 4D reality is, you know, you see the bigger picture. You see the bigger picture that you are consciousness exploring itself and everything around you is also consciousness. Like you're not fully able to like embody it completely. And generally like 4D is like little moments of like, oh, whoa. And then you kind of like come back into 3D into your individualized consciousness, because right away, what your mind starts wanting to do is think about it. And as soon as you start doing that, you're right back in the land of concepts. You know, you're right back in that. It's like a coat. It's like a filter that we put on top of everything. And then we're not experiencing these things directly. We are experiencing our filter of it and we are experiencing our reactions to the filter that we put on top of it. So, you know, I love Eckhart Tolle for that. He's like, he talks about the difference between holding a flower in your hand and smelling it and having the experience of doing that, as opposed to, like, you know, your mind is like, oh, this flower comes from this family and they grow in this part of the world and they do, no, 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 and their cycle is, and then they become. There's no experience of the flower in that. You're experiencing the knowledge that's been put on top of the flower. So 4D is like, we're starting to go into that. It's kind of like the spiritual, the greater spirit able to look through you and you be aware that you are that greater spirit. And then 5D, 5D, you enter into a very, very heart-grounded experience of reality. And that's a huge shift. That's a huge shift. It's like 5D is like the merging of the individual consciousness, your ability to have an individualized consciousness of yourself with your soul, which is the ability to have a divine soul level experience of all of reality, to be able to be the ocean of love and know it, know that you came from it, you know that you are a drop in that ocean. You're not separate from it. So it's like you enter into a completely different place from there, which is a place of deep, deep unity with all of life and absolute compassion for everything. Because it's like, it's all you. And the shift between 4D and 5D is like, 4D is kind of like you're aware, you're consciously aware of that. And 5D is you are deeply embodying that at the soul level. That's a huge shift, you know? And there's like so many things going on in the world that will not be possible anymore with a full transition to 5D. You know, like even the way we treat the earth would be completely impossible based on that, because you would be aware that the earth is a being with a soul and it's part of you. So it's really touching, actually. It just started raining really loud. I don't know. Do you hear that? Is there a, no? Okay, good. So this is this transition that we're in from the 3D to the 5D. And a lot of the new energies coming are the ones to bring us up to that level. And in order for us to be able to really embody these energies, there are profound changes and transformations that need to happen within our bodies. And the base of any part of your body, whether auric or physical, is the cell. And it's at the cellular level that these transformations are happening. And the new energies coming in, you know, we'll call them particles. We could call them waves too, because it's the same thing. It's just like a Heisenberg principle of how you're looking at it. These new light particles coming from, some of them are coming from deep in the earth, and some of them are coming from the cosmos towards us. They need to be absorbed, you know, like they need to be absorbed into our existing structures so that the transformation can start happening literally from the inside out. So what I want to work on tonight is, this is going to be over a couple of months. I understood that as I was downloading the information. But basically, there's a series of doors, like doorways, through which these new particles can come in and feed your existing cells. And before I go any further, I just want to like parentheses here. When we're talking about things, light coming to you, okay, we're not saying that that's where the light comes from. Okay, like every single one of us generate light. The heart of every cell is like a sun that generates light. Every living being, whether it's a rock or a plant or an animal or a human, generates light, right? Super important, because if we forget that, then we're like trying to bring things in us. So what this is more about new energies coming in, light particles coming in that are meant to communicate with the light already within us and inform it for, you know, new growth and transformation. So some of these doors, like there's 9 physical doors in total, and there's 6 subtle energetic doors. Tonight, we're going to focus on 3 of the physical doors, and we'll keep going through the other ones throughout the course of maybe of the winter. This is a great winter experience to have, really. Winter's really about going within and so let's go deep within and actually start inviting more and more of that transmutational energy to be allowed to come and work in us. So just quickly, I'll mention the 9 physical doors, because that's, of course, our mind's like, 9 doors, what are the 9 doors? So let's give the mind the information that it's curious about. The 9 physical doors are, first door, your skin. All of your skin. Every single pore of your skin. Your skin as an organ is one of the doors through which these particles can be received. You know, most of the time it's our face and our hands or arms that receive the rays, you know, of the sun and of the cosmic rays. But your entire skin is one of those doors that's able to receive these energies. Okay, so that's one door. And then the ears are 2 doors. The eyes are 2 more doors. The nostrils, 2 more doors, the mouth, and the belly button. We're gonna have, oh my God, we're gonna have so much fun working with all of those. Like, I'm like, I'm all excited. Oh, I have to do jumping jacks. Okay, energy jumping jacks. So, let me just say, it's not that these doors didn't exist before. They've all been there. They've all been there ever since we've had humanoid bodies. All right. They're part of how we absorb and emit energy. What we want to do today and start doing tonight is activating new cellular intelligence in these doors so that the higher frequencies are easier to absorb and receive, easier to bring into your body and have them and the light already within every single one of your cells have a conversation. And this gets interesting because that conversation, it's between cellular intelligence and universal intelligence. That conversation doesn't have anything to do with your mind. That conversation is not about your individual consciousness deciding whether or not these can come in and talk with your cells. So this is like super interesting, because if you remember, like the transition between 3D and 4D is, let me do it like this, between 3D individual consciousness and 4D, which is universal consciousness. This is what we're doing. And then we want to bring it into 5D, which becomes total, absolute love and soul embodiment in every single one of your cells. And then it gets so interesting, because your cells, it's like every single cell in your body is like a sun. You know, they all, like when you, like the way incarnation happens is the spirit and soul energy that come right into a physical cell and basically animate it with consciousness. They make it become alive with consciousness. So in the case of humans, with that individual consciousness. This is amazing if you think about it. It's like this unity, you know, we have it in all of us. All of us, we're all seeking to feel in unity with things in life. And that's literally what we're made of. So we're just trying to find outside of us what is actually in us, the union of spirit, soul, and matter as one. And it's like, when that happens, it's like, and you know, in these, that first cell, you know, like when conception happens, that first cell that comes in and it's like, it brings the cell alive. And then that cell is like a sun. It is a sun that is beaming the energy of the soul and the spirit. And then it doubles into a second, into a 4, 8, 16, 32, whatever. And then it just keeps going on and builds this incredibly complex body that we get to play with. But every single one of these cells contains that light, contains the light of your soul and your spirit. That can never stop being there. What happens is that a lot of the frequency of the field around us that is in a low frequency lowers, it's tricky finding the right word for this. It doesn't dim the light, but it dims out the ability of the membrane of the cell to shine that out. Yeah, veils. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. It's like little veils of consciousness, like of a limiting belief and of a fear-based this and of that. And then that just keeps like coating the cellular membrane, whether of physical cells or photoluminous cells, which are all the cells of your aura and your chakras and stuff like that. And what happens is that then we start looking for energy outside of us, you know, like we start needing stuff like, okay, I'm going to go there. We start needing things like physical food, you know, we start needing to feed on making someone else react so we can feed on their emotions, or we start feeding, you know, like there's a whole bunch of levels of this kind of feeding on the outside, needing to bring things from the outside into us because we don't know how to feed ourselves. We don't know how to like fully generate and expand that field of consciousness. And this is an amazing thing to realize. Your number one food, the number one source of light and life, is in you. It is in you. It is the heart of every single cell, the spirit and the soul as one. It's like this energy of pure light. This gets me so excited because it's so amazing. For you to realize that at a deep cellular level, that you don't need to go out there and feed on things. What you need to do is come back so deeply into the heart of your being that you receive the light that you already are. You generate even more of it by being aware of it, and you emit it. You emit it into your environment. Imagine that. You know, you feed the environment around you with light. And we always have. Everything does. Like even a rock, even sand. Like, you know, there's a life force energy in everything. And it generates more of itself and it emits it, and the things in the environment receive that and it feeds them. Where it gets really incredible is that us as conscious beings with the ability to have an intention, we can amplify. We can amplify that light within us. We can generate even more of it. We can feed our bodies with that, and we can bring it out in the world around us, in the field. Now that's worthy of celebrating. You know, yogis have known this forever, you know, like they play around with, you know, like the yogic breath, for example. Like tonight we're going to, in the meditation, we're going to work on the skin as a doorway and the two nostrils, because these two correspond to very specific frequencies of light particles that want to be absorbed and amplified through us. The solar particles, or just like the solar waves of energy coming in, there's a lot of information in those. And the prana. Like yogis have been talking about prana for 5,000 years, you know? Prana is generated by every single living thing. And prana is shared. But when you become conscious that you are inhaling and exhaling prana, you amplify its frequency. And this is really, really amazing if we think about this for a second. You are a light being. You are a light being in the flesh. And the more you use your consciousness to connect deep into the light that's already within you and amplify it and emit it outwards, that amplification is the absolute requirement for us to start vibrating at a higher and higher frequency, and to start bringing the field that we are in into higher and higher levels of frequency. So it's like it really does start within every single one of us. And we really do have a role. Every single one of us. That's kind of cool, you know? Like there's like a little victim side that's like, well, no, I want them to do it. Because I'm, you know, there's that thing going on, but you know, just love the victim, give it a little hug. And it's like, this is actually your power. This is what you can bring into this world. And just parentheses, you're giving it to yourself first. The only way you can amplify it in a healthy way and offer it to your environment is if you generate more of it in you. So you benefit from that first, because for you to be a pillar and a vessel through which energies can be amplified, through which these higher frequency energies can not only come in and be received by your body and start transforming your body, but also be sent back out in an amplified fashion, All of that starts with you realizing that you're at the center of all this. Not in an ego way. And not in a mental way. This is the thing. We're not talking about the interface. We're not talking about the thing we put on top of stuff. We're talking about working directly with these. Working, because these are part of the other door, but accepting to work directly with these energies coming into your body. They're not coming into your mind. They're coming into your body. So it's like we're going to get the mind kind of out of the way, not by being like, go away, you know, just by loving it for what it is. And that's what we do with these meditations, right? I bring you like deep and deep, deeper and deeper into a meditative state, so that then your deeper cellular and universal and soul intelligence can take over and do the work, and your mind can receive. Your mind can receive instead of being the one trying to emit everything. It can actually receive this food as well. Because the mental patterns of these higher frequencies don't look anything like the ones we're in right now at all. They're not linear, first of all. So the just there, like your cortex, just like, I'm lost, you know, like, because it's not linear. It's completely different. Holographic, you know, like just like fractal, heart-based frequencies of thinking are completely different from what we understand for now. So with deep love for our mind, you know, it's like, it's done a really good job, man. Like, it, you know, you were able to like build some tools and you were able to figure out how to like make houses and like all these energies of the 3D reality and the biological survival imperatives. It's all good. Thank you so much for your work. And now we're starting this really deep shift. We're starting a very deep shift into the next human, like the next embodiment structure of the soul in physical form. And it's going to be a bit different. And us doing the work now to start learning how to actually receive these higher frequencies, receive these particles, receive its food, literally, its new forms of nourishment. This is a very important thing for us to do. And it's like the more we learn to nourish ourselves like that, the less we will depend on 3D forms of nourishment. But I'm not saying don't eat. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that eventually, I don't know how long it takes, maybe 500 years, 1,000, who knows. But the 5D human is not going to be eating food the way we do right now. So yay for us that we get to like already start opening up these doors and these ways to absorb these energies. So I'm very excited about this meditation. I haven't done a cellular breathing meditation in a while. So I'm super looking forward to us having fun exploring that together and working with the solar particles and the prana particles. So if you need to get up for a second, do some jumping jacks, go drink some water, go pee, whatever you need to do. Just meet you back here in a couple of minutes.